Trouble in Europe for the strong, the weak, and the ones who've already been bailed out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, in for Steve Chiatakis. France and Germany want to change European Union rules to make it easier to deal with Europe's debt crisis. That's the headline out of a meeting today in Strasbourg, France, where leaders are digesting not-so-great news from all over Europe. Portugal just had its credit rating downgraded to junk this morning. Germany couldn't find enough buyers yesterday for $8 billion worth of its debt. And Ireland, whose banks had to be bailed out last year, says it needs more money from the rest of Europe to cover the costs of that bailout. For more, we're joined now by Austin Hughes, chief economist at KBC Bank in Ireland. He's with us from Dublin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I thought that Ireland was on the right track, getting its finances in order. Why are you in trouble again?
Well, Ireland is in trouble because the euro area is in trouble at the moment. The Irish economy itself has had a tough 2011, but there are signs of progress. But the reality is we're a small economy. We're being buffeted by what's happening across the global economy at the moment, and in Europe in particular. There's not much point being a good performer if you're in a very bad class, and Europe really is in a very bad class at the moment.
Well, how do the people on the streets of Dublin feel about all this? Do they feel that now they're being hurt by the other countries in Europe, or do they feel some responsibility themselves?
There's a strange reaction in Dublin at the moment. I think the first and most important sense is that the difficulties we've had for the last couple of years aren't uniquely Irish or aren't a particular product of errors in the Irish economy. So there's a sense here, there's an old proverb that a trouble shared may be a trouble halved. Hmm. And in that regard, I think what people are saying here is that while they know things are going to be difficult for the next year or two, there's a sense that because it's a broader problem across Europe, that it may be actually easier to get resolution.
Well, as you look at the other countries in Europe that are now going through the same thing that Ireland has already been through, let's say Italy, for instance, what advice would you have for them?
Well, I think the Irish economy is very different to the Italian economy because it's very small. It's very much focused on exports, and it's very flexible. Italy is an altogether different case. Italian economy has changed very, very slowly. So I suppose the one word of advice would be flexibility. You have to be prepared to change in the world economy that we live in today.
Austin Hughes, chief economist at KBC Bank in Ireland, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Well, here in the U.S., it's the busiest time of the year for food banks, but not just when it comes to providing meals and groceries to those in need. The holiday season is a critical time for charities to bring in money, and food banks need cash more than ever now because they're having to pay food producers for stuff that they used to get for free. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Food makers are eking out more efficiency with fewer processing or labeling mistakes and a tighter rein on inventories. And instead of donating food near its expiration date, it's being diverted to a growing secondary market, largely discount stores. Al Brislane heads the Harry Chapin Food Bank of Southwest Florida. He points out all that dollar store food isn't necessarily serving the kinds of customers who really need it.
Some are low income, but, you know, there's bargain seekers that drive Mercedes-Benz. So you really can't make any kind of blanket statement as to who these customers are at these stores.
Brislane says he doesn't blame companies for focusing on the bottom line, and some of the major names in the secondary market, Big Lots, for example, end up donating themselves. Paula Thornton Greer speaks for the hunger relief charity Feeding America.
What they give to us in terms of food and funds is invaluable.
She says that hasn't stopped her organization from pressing producers to reconsider donating to food banks versus selling to the secondary market. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher this morning in overseas trading, up almost 2% right now in Frankfurt and a little more than 1% in Paris. AT&T is withdrawing its FCC application to buy T-Mobile for the moment so it can focus on getting approval from the Department of Justice. Both agencies opposed the deal on antitrust grounds. Wall Street closed today for Thanksgiving. Yesterday, the Dow fell another 236 points to close at 11,257. That is the lowest close since early October.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, now to China, which despite having an economy that's growing around 9% a year, has a surplus of unemployed college graduates. The government's solution to the problem is to phase out college majors that produce unemployable graduates. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
For all our differences, some things ring true both in the U.S. and China.
Practical majors like IT and finance will get you a job after college. Majors like math, physics, or anything in the liberal arts will make life difficult for you.
Li Beihong is an expert on China's education system. He says China's government is worried about a 30% unemployment rate among its college graduates. It'll soon take a close look at college majors. If less than 60% of graduates with the same major fail to find work, the government will force colleges to stop offering the major. Li likes the idea, but
I don't think it'll solve our unemployment problem. Some unpopular majors now might be popular later on.
He says in an economy growing at a steady 9%, skills that are needed this year may be completely worthless in the next. Authorities haven't sat down and done the math on which majors will be cut. Maybe they can hire the math majors to do that. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally on this Thanksgiving Day, to a woman they call the Black Widow. She weighs just 103 pounds, but managed to win a turkey-eating contest in New York this week. She gobbled up 5 pounds of meat in 10 minutes. She also holds records for chicken wings, 183 of them in 12 minutes, and for hot dogs, 40 of them in 10 minutes. Her secret? She washes it down with hot green tea. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
So you want to have a huge Thanksgiving feast, but you want to save money and use the freshest ingredients. So what to do?
Do not raise your own turkeys. Stuffing, you know, homemade stuffing is better. But I do have a sentimental attachment to Pepperidge Farm because that's what I grew up with.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do it yourself or just go out and buy it. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.